This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here, now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame in outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame, this brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and 2 times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth and onward to the galactic central sun. And now we say, Thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done, by the power and might of 1,000 suns. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
So now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing. As you take several deep cleansing breaths, just focus now on relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself. As you let the outside world just drift away and fall deeper into total relaxation, into your breathing, as you take a deep breath now, breathing in the light in through your nose, and hold it, and hold it, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath now, breathing in the light, and exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the chakra centers, those wheels of force, those wheels of energy. And know that there are now 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within all of you. Starting from just below your feet with the Earth Star Chakra, all the way up your spinal cord, all the way up to just above your head to the Soul Star Chakra. And now focusing on that Earth Star Chakra just below your feet, see that as a beautiful, deep earth brown color. And know that this is your connection to Gaia, the grounding point you have within your etheric body. Then moving up to the next chakra at the base of the spine, the root chakra. See that as a deep ruby red color. And next, moving up, orange. Next in the solar plexus, yellow. Then to the heart center, a balance point between the 4 upper chakras and the 4 lower, deep blue green. Just above the heart center, magenta, the high heart center, magenta. To the throat area, sky blue. To the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. In the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now know that as you visualize those chakra centers, all in perfect alignment up your spinal cord, know that as you raise the intensity of each of the colors, which you are doing now, so do that, raise the intensity of each of the colors of the chakras and see them all aligned along the spinal cord from just below your feet all the way up through the top of your head, and brilliant, bright colors. And know that as you raise the intensity of the colors you are raising the vibration within each of those chakra centers. And as you raise the vibration within each chakra center, know that you are also raising the vibration itself within the glandular structure that's associated with those chakras. So you are bringing a balance between your etheric body, your energy body, your astral, your emotional body, and your physical form as well, bringing it all into balance. Now bring all of the chakra centers together, merge them all together up into the soul star chakra. There, forming the Merkaba light vehicle, the Merkaba light body, and see that as a three-dimensional six-pointed star. But before you enter that vehicle, that Merkaba, with your conscious knowing self, first allow the light from the light body now to descend down across, down through your whole body. Fill your body with this higher consciousness light. Let your body be aglow with the light. Feel the light moving through your entire physical form, as well as your astral and your etheric body. Feel your body just glowing with light everywhere, shooting out in all directions from your physical form. Your body is light. You are light. And let that light now spread out from your physical form to all areas wherever you find yourself now. In the building that you are, the room that you are first, then throughout the building, and then the surrounding area. And just feel and know and imagine that light shooting out in all directions and spreading further and further out, encompassing whatever area you find yourself, a town, a village, a city, and then out to the state or country, province, whatever it might be, spreading out further and further. And now move your conscious knowing self into your light body, your Merkaba light vehicle body, and begin to move away from your physical form, up away from your physical form. But notice the light is still spreading everywhere. As you continue to move up and watch the light now spreading across throughout the entire planet even, and connecting with all of those others, those other light warriors, light workers and light warriors that are also spreading the light. Even if they are not doing so consciously now, they are the light, and see the light spreading across the planet as you and your conscious knowing self move up in your Merkaba light vehicle higher and higher till you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And now you can imagine and watch and visualize the light spreading all across the planet, engulfing the planet in white light or golden white light. Know that this is ascension. This is the resurrection, if you will, of the old into the new golden age of Gaia. And all of those people that are ready to be a part of this ascension process. All those that have raised their consciousness and their frequency vibration high enough. See this happening now. See the entire planet engulfed in light, and no more shadows, no more darkness, all being engulfed by the light, illuminated by the light, And people everywhere now visualize, imagine, if you will, people coming together everywhere, hugging each other, feeling the joy throughout their bodies as they feel themselves moving up higher in vibration, higher in consciousness, leaving the old third dimensional illusionary expression behind, once and forevermore to be free of that illusion. And feel and know that this is what ascension can feel like. This is what you can experience when you yourselves, as individuals and as a collective whole, ascend. Feel the vibration within you, the high vibrational frequency within you, and the higher consciousness that comes over you. And in a split second, in just a moment, you feel like you can know everything. Everything comes to your grasp. Universal knowledge is right there for you. Even if just for a moment, a fleeting moment, that you feel that, know that. Let that expression flow forth from you out to all. All connected as one together. Not only to humanity, but to the animal world and the plant world, and the mineral world as well, all connected as one together, expressing as one together, unity consciousness. And now, with that feeling, with that knowing, allow yourselves to come back to your physical form, but bringing that feeling, that higher vibrational frequency and higher consciousness back into your physical body. Tucking your astral and etheric body back in, but know that your body, your physical body, is still filled with light. Still, light shooting out in all directions from your physical form. You are aglow with light. For you are the light. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the love. I am the truth. I am one with all things. I am that I am. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And feeling and knowing the I am presence within each and every one of you. And know that the I am presence is also the Christ consciousness, where the Christ consciousness is encompassed within the I am presence. So feel the Christ consciousness throughout your body as well. I am Yeshua, and I come to be with you at this time, and this time of not resurrection, not my resurrection, not to be counted or looked at as my resurrection, but as ascension, the ascension process that is for all of us, not just me, not just those of the ones you know as the ascended ones, but for all to ascend. For this is the goal, the plan, for all eventually to move through their own ascension. Will it take an evolutionary leap? Not necessarily, because you each have the ability within yourselves to find that ascension within yourselves at any time that you are ready to do so. There is no time limit. There is no limits that are placed upon you for ascension. You could ascend tomorrow if you were ready to do so. But you all have a plan. You all have a life path that you are following. And in order for the mass ascension, it takes for all of you that are ready for ascension yourselves to be a part of the greater whole, to be a part of the greater ascension plan for everyone. Will everyone ascend at this time in this space? Likely not. But that is not your concern. Your concern is to prepare the way yourself first and for all of those to come after you. That is what you came here to do, to pave the way, to show the way, just as I came those thousands of years ago to show the way, to prepare it for those to follow after me. Was I the only one, the only Son of God? Certainly not. Did I die for your sins? No, I did not. I did not die even. I did not resurrect a lifeless body. That was not what actually happened. I ascended just as you have the ability to ascend at this time. I showed the way. Here is the way for all of you. And now you are going to show the way for others after. For the Christ consciousness is there for all of you to find it within yourselves. Just as I found the Christ, you can find the Christ and become the Christ as well. Individually and as a collective, you can have a collective Christ consciousness across the planet. Imagine what that would be like, what that will be like, to have everyone across the planet feeling and knowing the Christ consciousness within them, knowing and understanding the I Am presence within each one being one with the Father, Mother, God, all connected as one, unity consciousness together. That is the goal. That is the plan, the universal plan for mankind here upon this planet. And know that ascension is not only happening here on this planet, but is happening throughout the solar system and the galaxy. And ascension has happened many times before in many other planets and systems and stars and everywhere. You have participated in ascension many times before. This is not the first go-around for each of you, but it is the first remembrance of doing so since you last went through the ascension. As you all know, you all volunteered to come here to lower yourselves in consciousness, to lower yourselves in vibrational frequency, and to be a part of the greater awakening here on this planet and the greater ascension process for all to achieve this that are ready to do so. You, my friends, my brothers and sisters, are the chosen ones. That you may not like that term, but you are indeed the ones that have chosen and then been chosen to be here. So continue to follow your path, whatever that is, wherever that will take you. But know that it is a process that you have intended when you first came here, and a process that you are continuing on, each and every one of you. So find that within yourselves. find that consciousness, that Christ consciousness within yourselves, and know that it is right there for each one of you. I am Yeshua, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and for you to know that I, as the Christ consciousness within, am always here with you. At a moment's call, at a moment's notice, I can be here with you, just as my higher self, Sananda, can be here with you, and Saint Germain, and Archangel Michael, and Ashtar, and all of the ascended ones, and all of the archangels and the angels are all here to be of assistance to you. You have never been alone and will never be alone. Peace and love with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you. Oneness serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to answer your questions if you have them. Would there be questions here? If no questions, then we can move on. One more time, are there questions? Well, first of all, is anyone out there?
Yeah, I have a okay, question. I'll ask a question. I'll ask a question.
Yes.
I wanted to know, because of the Great Awakening that's happening right now, someone needs to mute their phone. Please. I was wondering, since we were in the Great Awakening right now, if it's likely that more people will become aware that this recent ship disaster in Baltimore, it was a inside bad job, more so than 9/11, or is that not going to happen? Will more people stay asleep around it?
We can tell you that this is all part of the Greater Awakening. That which you call the 9/11 event and the Fukushima event and all of the various events that have occurred previously and the ones that are doing so now and the ones that are yet to come are all part of the greater awakening of mankind here on this planet and throughout the solar system and the galaxy. So all is a part of the greater whole, all is a part of the universal plan. So yes, indeed, this is the Great Awakening. This is the time when many, many more truths are going to come forward from many different directions, many different sources are going to be bringing the truth forward. And the mistruth or the misinformation is going to become less and less, because even your mass media is going to begin to make an alternate change, or it's going to be changing here as we move forward. Not so much that they are going to immediately start telling the truth, but they are going to be moved in that direction more and more so, and just in order for them to be able to survive. They know that they cannot continue to utilize the same old, and think that the populace is going to believe them. That is not going to continue for much longer here, and is already in the process of shifting here. And there is going to be many other avenues of expression for truth to come forward here. So yes, indeed, this is the Great Awakening, and you are all a part of it, and it is going to continue greatly here as we move forward. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We can add. May we add, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, there is a component of the Great Awakening that many, many that are asleep are waking up to, and that is your social media. Your social media is abounding with stories about the possibilities of the events that happened recently in your Baltimore Harbor. more and more are tuning into that, you see. First it is 1, then it is 10, then it is 100, then it is 1,000, then it is 10,000, then it is 100,000, and then it is 1,000,000, you see. They are all tuning in, wondering, where is the truth? What is really happening? And that is why the social media outlets are attempting in every way to censor the speech, censor the stories, because the truth is abounding out there. And those that notice the censorship are even more furious, you see, that they are being censored out. Yet there are heroes in this. There are heroes like your Musk, your Trump, that are leading the charge so that more and more can hear the truth. And that is what is important here, is that the news that used to be is no longer. The social media channels have taken over and are spreading the truth like wildfire. And that is the component of the Great Awakening that will cause the truth to be revealed. Namaste.
Very good.
Can I just ask a real quick follow-up with that, please?
Yes.
Do we know if it's foreign, like Ukrainian deep state or American, or a combination, because they're all the same?
We will say it was an inside plan here. Not
yes.
So much directed to who or where this came from, but it was a plan from within.
We will add.
Very much like your 9/11 as well.
We will add,
yes.
If we may add, dear sister.
Yes, yes.
There is still the faction of the dark hats and the white hats. There is still that present. And it does not matter what country they hail from, you see. There are evil ones everywhere. So we find that this event was a collaboration of many dark hats and their move toward winning what they think they are winning. It is a collaboration, you see. It is not just about who is in the U.S., who is in the other parts of the world, because they are all black hats, you see. They are all dark hats. And these are the ones that are attempting in every way to spoil the Great Awakening. So you see, it does not matter what country it is. It matters what side you are on. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
For the solar eclipse that's coming up on the 8th of April, is it just a shadow of the moon on the Earth, or is it something more?
We will tell you that it is a great deal much more here. Not so much in terms of the fear-mongering that is occurring. That is just their side, the dark forces, doing what they believe they need to do to hold back ascension here. That is their overall goal here. For those that understand what ascension is and everything they can to keep it from happening here. But understand that there is so much more that is occurring here in terms of the greater universal plan and the opening of a gateway or a portal into higher realms of consciousness, allowing for vibrational frequency to raise because of an event such as this. Is this the event, the solar flash? No, it is not. But it is a precursor of what is coming in the times ahead here, as the vibrational frequency continues to increase because of these types of events that are occurring. In terms of solar events, in terms of cosmic events, all of these things move you forward further and further into and through your ascension process. It is all part of the whole. Shoshana?
Well, we'll add here, if we may add, dear brother.
Yeah, of course, always.
Dear brother, all celestial events that occur have significance, some greater, some lesser significance on the whole of the universe and the multiverse. The beings that observe these events will observe them based on where they are in their path to understanding, in their path of awakening. So we have said in the past, and we believe it was the call that all were on the prior Sunday to this one, that it is about eyes to see and ears to hear, you see. So there are many that will consider this event just a shadow, no significance, and they will not reap the benefit of what is behind it, what is the truth, what is the significance, because they are not looking, you see. So those that are in search of the significance, in search of the truth, in search of the revealing of what this means, will have a better understanding, will have a more complete understanding of the significance of this celestial event, you see. But once again, those who are not looking will not find it. Namaste.
And we will add here that for those that do have the eyes to see, and we are not speaking about the physical eyes here in this case, for it is detrimental for you to look at it with your physical eyes directly. But just know that as it is happening, feel the energy, feel the intense energy that you will likely feel at that point if you are ready for it. Just do that as an experiment for yourself. Know what the time is going to be where this is going to occur, those few minutes, and at that point, focus yourself, focus your inner eye, your third eye, if you will, on that event, and feel it within yourself, and just see how you experience that at a deeper level. We are ready for next question, if there is.
I have a question. I was wondering if you can tell me, I can't seem to figure out why I'm where I am geographically, and just the people around me, nobody's interested in, they don't want to wake up, they don't want to hear it. It's actually starting to come, you know, in between my relationship a little bit, just because we're in totally different worlds, you know, and was wondering if I'm handling things the way I should be. I don't know if go ahead.
First of all, there are no shoulds here. So it is not where you should be. It is where you feel you need to be at this point. And it is your path as well as your partner's path. But it depends on whether it is right for you at this point to continue on in that area. And if you feel like you need to continue on in that area, then do your best to be in the moment, each and every moment moving forward. Do not focus on what others are thinking around you, but what you feel within yourself. But remember, ascension is an inside job here. It is not about the others around you. So focus within yourself more and more, and let your that loving part of you come forward here and fill the space with love and light. And you will find that whether it is the right place or not will not matter anymore. See? Shoshana.
Thank you so much.
We can add our perspective to this, if we may, dear sister.
Yes, please.
Dear sister, it is a difficult path to be awake among the asleep. There is not one individual that is awake that does not experience this at some level, or at greater levels. There are many that are living among families that are asleep. And they wish for them to wake up. But here is the truth. The beings will wake up when it is their time to wake up, when it is their path, when it is their understanding to look for the truth, to awaken to it, you see. You cannot rush that. You cannot change that. You can influence it, but you cannot change it. And you cannot influence those that are not ready to hear it, you see. There is not one among you that are awake that do not experience this on a daily basis, you see. You are in an area where there is mass hypnosis. Yet, there are stories. There is your governor that was out of awake, you see. That was on social media everywhere, because there are those that hate her. There are those that hate what she stands for. There are those waking up to the evil that she has perpetrated on your area of the country. So rather than, my dear sister, rather than focus on what is not happening, focus on what is happening. Focus on those events that are changing the face of the strategies of the government there, those that are changing the ideology of the individuals that live there. That is happening right now, you see. So we say focus on what is awakening rather than what is not awakening, you see. And we will say once again, dear sister, that there is not one among you that doesn't experience this on a daily basis. Yet, we must forage forward as we have been given the task of the way showers. And that is your task. And you have to maintain that idea because you cannot go back now. You are forward. You are forward. But in order for you to continue to withstand the level of asleepness, you must focus on that which is awake. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I needed that. Okay. Thanks.
Would there be any further questions here?
Yes, please.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Nana. So this is a personal concern. There is a person that I'm associated with, and I want to make sure I'm to the point and clear. So it's become evident that this person who is a light worker has been infiltrated by the dark. And so, and me being associated with that energy, I've been experiencing some very uncomfortable situations and accusations, and have been emotionally and mentally attacked. So I am asking, what can I do to protect myself? I'm doing everything that I think I can, you know, calling the light and meditating and praying. And I'm now even involved with 12 steps, and that's really supportive as well. So that's my concern for myself and for others that may be associated with this individual. Thank you.
So we will speak not in terms of personal issue here, but as a collective here.
Thank you.
What to do in terms of what you are asking about, being around what you think is someone that is being attacked or part of the dark forces or something of this nature. And we would say that all you need to do yourself, or selves here, is to be within the light yourself. Know that you are protected. Know that you are one of the light workers and light warriors. And yes, there are times where those light warriors are indeed attacked by the dark forces at a deeper level here. not so much physically attacked, but mentally, emotionally attacked. And when this occurs, they can protect themselves if they believe they are protected, you see. So know that each and every one of you that are on these calls here are a part of the greater protection of the Great White Brotherhood here. We are indeed aware of each and every one of you, and do what we can when you ask for it to be there for you and surround you with light. But you yourselves can surround yourselves with light. You can surround yourselves with the violet flame. You can do all of these things that you have learned over the years here to be the one that is protected from this and never have a concern for this, such as this one we speak through here. There are times where he could have succumbed to various attacks and things of this nature, but he does not believe in those attacks, you see. So therefore, he does not have the inclination to be attacked here and have that within himself, you see. And also the one Joanna and as well, and all of you here also have this protection within you and around you, if you believe that you do. That is important, if you believe it, you see. Shoshana,
and what comes
bad here?
One more thing, please. So it comes as a shock, I mean, like out of the blue, and that, so it sets me off center, and I'm learning to reach out and ask for help with that, so that's what I have been doing, but it's like somebody hits me upside the head with a train. So that's my experience. So thank you for listening.
Shoshana, do you have anything you
add?
Very good. Then we are done with that. We do have another question here. There is one more, and then we will release John.
Yes, I have a question. This is Nina. Many years ago, I had probably the biggest dream I've ever had, and it was a little while after I started listening to all the Abraham information, which was huge for me. And the dream was that my twin sister and I went to a meeting inside a mountain. On either side of the mountain were circular doorways that opened. We entered this area in the mountains, like a cylinder that went through the mountain and as a space. And it was a meeting with Abraham, and there were a few others there. There was a stage in the center of the space and a chair set up. There were speakers, which I don't remember a lot. It was a short meeting. So when the meeting was over, everyone else in the meeting started leaving through the doorway that they entered. And I found myself kneeling in the space. As the other people left, the door that they were going through started closing, and it was a circular door, and I was like freaking out when that door started closing because of the darkness. And so I heard a message that said darkness is the absence of light. And so in my fear, I started repeating, if darkness is the absence of light, then light is the absence of darkness. Light is the absence of darkness. And I repeated that. And as I repeated that, the doorway started opening again. And then I found myself kneeling on a portion of the room space, and it was like I had a like my body looked like my body, but it was actually like a tablecloth or a sheet that had the patterns of my body. And I was kneeling, and there was a tall being standing in front of me, facing me, with a long robe. And he took his right hand and he touched the top of my head, and he pulled it's like who I thought I was, depicted in the sheet that was displayed over me. He pulled it off, and I was totally new. And at that time, at the opposite end of that cylindrical room in the middle of the mountain, there was another doorway that I hadn't noticed, but that doorway started opening bigger, 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 and there was lights, huge lights shining from the heavens through the door, and there was a huge crowd of angelic beings singing louder and louder and louder. And the dream ended. I know that was a huge dream, probably the biggest I've had in my life, which says something, but I would like more clarity or understanding some sort of ceremony, the meaning of it.
So, Shana, would you care to address this first?
We can share on this, but the depth and the breadth of this experience is complex, and it is far beyond just answering with a few words, you see. We would say that the components of this dream, the actual meaning was very simple, and that is that in that stage of your life, you were experiencing a great awakening, and you were experiencing the power of the light and the power of the truth. That dream was revealing that to you. But we cannot truly give a complete and total answer, because each part of this dream had a significance. We would make a suggestion that because of the power of this dream, and we know that you have a journal that you write your dreams in, that mm-hmm. you visit that journal, and in each phase, because this dream had multiple phases, we will say at least 8, that you examine each phase in a meditation, and you will receive more clarity, you see. For it is not our purpose to give you the answers. It is our purpose to guide you to your own understanding, you see. So we would ask that you meditate upon each phase and section this dream off in each phase and examine how one phase takes you to the other. It is very complex, you see. It is what we call in the spirit world a juicy dream, and we would love to give more clarity, but we would ask you first to meditate upon these sections of the dream, because each has a superior significance, you see, in your own evolution, in your own awakening. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
And we need to release channel here. Shoshana, do you have any parting message here?
We do not.
And we just end here with know that you are each and every one of you within that ascension. And it is all moving at a rate here for you individually as well as a collective. to know that it is all part of the whole. We know we say this many times, but it is important for you to know that, to look at the bigger picture here, not to focus on the minutia, but look at the larger universal plan that you are all a part of. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.